Hey, that cheerful voice is Larry Weber, and yeah, I'm guessing he's got maybe, you know, a thing or two to talk about going on in the natural world. First, we get like a billion inches of snow, and then the temperature gets up to like 35, and what a goofy winter. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. It has been a little bit of a different winter. You know, the human memory is such that we don't remember things correctly too often. A lot of times they don't remember things far back at all. Well, it was 1 year ago, we had quite a cold snap going on for about 2 weeks, from about Christmas to the following, early in January. And at my house, we had 30 below or colder four times. Now, one of the reasons I keep journals is because, like I said, the human memory is such we don't remember very well. Well, this year, we are not getting that. We are getting some weirdos, though, but not that. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of December has come to an end. And if you look at it statistically, it was about 7. That's a lot. 7 degrees warmer than normal. But if you look at the other side of the month, we had more precipitation than normal, and we had more snowfall than normal, and almost all of it came in the last week. Up until the last week of December, we had only 2.5 inches of snow for the whole month, and then things changed. We ended up with nearly 20 inches of snow for the month. Many places around recorded considerably more than that. In the same way with precipitation, I especially enjoyed the snow on the last day of the year, and it reminded me of a sports team that is down, and they're losing, and they come back in the last seconds to win, because that's essentially what happened there. It was a very interesting ending to the month. Then January began, and we started off January 1 with the coldest temperatures that we had whole winter so far. My walk on January 1 was minus 15. The same walk was taken yesterday at 30 above. Now, that's quite a switch. There was some talk about January thaw. Yeah, we get a January thaw every year. We usually don't get it this early in the month, but we get one pretty much every year. I don't know what to expect with this. This may be just kind of a wimpy January, but we'll have to wait to see. It's way too early to say right now. January is usually our coldest month, and January is usually our month we get the most snow. Now, last year we got more snow in February than we did in January, but we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. Two other things of note going on. Well, actually, three other things of note going on. You're an early riser, so you probably have seen Venus in the southeast sky. Very bright, just spectacular. Well, Venus is being joined by two other members of the planet community. And just down from Venus, if you're up early enough before sunrise, you can see another bright one, and that bright one is Jupiter. Now, as we go through the month, the two of them will get so-called closer, and they will appear to be very, both of them very bright in the southeast. If you have a good place to look near the horizon, there is a third planet, and that's the planet Mercury. Difficult one to see. I thought I saw it this morning, but it is a difficult one to see. But they're all lined up right now. And to make matters more interesting, a couple of mornings ago, they were joined by the waning crescent moon. And so we had a beautiful, beautiful sight in the early morning sky. Now, I mentioned sunrise. Sunrise today is at 7:54, which is the latest sunrise of the entire year. We have been going through a week now of late sunrises. Well, that changes. It changes this weekend, and we start having earlier sunrises. You might say it is a small step towards spring. The other interesting thing of astronomical I mentioned last time happened on Tuesday night going into Wednesday. I'm sorry, I got it backwards. It's Wednesday night going into Thursday, and that was we were at perihelion. Perihelion is the time when our planet is closest to the sun of the whole year. And I think it corresponds with the new year. And to me, that is the real beginning of the new year. So happy perihelion. And yes, we are there. The other thing that happened since we last spoke is that we did our county Christmas bird count. We did it last Saturday, the 29th. And the conditions were pretty good. It was a bit chilly, but otherwise it was a pretty good day for birds. And we saw about the usual amount. I usually expect we'll see about 30 different species. We do not have lake access like Duluth does, and therefore we don't get gulls and the other water birds and so forth. But we do get a lot of birds that are hanging around here. And like I said before, to me, Christmas bird counts are really just a survey of what's around in the wintertime, and it was good. The only thing that's a little disappointing is finches. Oh, finches have, some years we just have many kinds of finches, but typically we have one kind of finch that just outstands the rest of them, and normally it's the little red poles, and no matter what the weather is, they seem to be out there. Well, this year only one red pole was reported, and it was in a flock of goldfinches, and only one pine siskin was reported, and no purple finches were reported. The finch that was most common was the pine grosbeak, and well, that's an interesting one. They're a bigger finch than the others, but they were the biggest number. Goldfinches, pretty good. I've had a flock of goldfinches that show up at the feeder. I'm hoping they stay. Now with the milder weather, they might wander off. But otherwise, like I said, the Christmas bird count was pretty good. I felt okay about it. The other thing of note is how the animal is responding to the new snow cover and to the cold. With a deeper snow cover, a lot of animal tracks that I had been seeing on a regular basis, I can't see anymore because most of them take the route under the snow. And I'm referring to things like mice and shrews. Rough grouse will bury themselves in the snow, so some critters were very glad to see the snow come back. I was very glad for other reasons. I think it's a wonderful insulator, and it really helps to have a snow cover. Then there is the cold. The cold seemed to stop a lot of the critters, and I went out looking for tracks on the days of the chilly mornings, and there weren't as many. A lot of them just kind of sit it out. And then yesterday, when it started to get more mild, I did find tracks, including those of rabbit and coyote, which tells us they're going to be doing a little bit more moving around. So it's going to be an interesting month of January, so keep your eyes open. We'll be seeing and probably feeling lots of things happening in this wonderful month. So take care.
All right. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac right here on 103.3 KUMD, a regular feature of Fridays on Northland Morning.